I would have been about 8 or something like that when the Leadenhalls had to be blacked out, British Leadenhalls, and they had skylight windows, of course. And the only way to access these was via the travelling crane, which moved along the whole length of the factory on rails. There were rails on against the walls on the whole length of the factory, and the cranes were like a bridge that ran across, and there was a carriage that travelled along the crane rails itself. And to access this crane, you had to climb up a cat ladder, which was like a plank with little oval with little horseshoe shapes in it, and then you climbed onto the rails and put your hands on the wall, and you walked along the rails and climbed into the carriage of the crane. It would be totally unacceptable now. Now, my dad, one of the jobs he had to do as the engineer for British Leadenhalls was to make sure that this was done. And I can remember going up there with him and driving the crane.
Aged eight.
He had a dead man's handle, like an old tram. And you pushed the handle down and you turned it a little bit and it would creep along. Turned it a bit more, it would go faster. And my dad spent about 10 minutes teaching me how to do this. And then he sat on the on the carriage that traversed across the factory, and we drove to the position, and he would haul up the blinds, the blackout blinds, and do them up. And in later years, I remember thinking, my God, what would health and safety say about things like that? But we did it, and there were never any accidents. Or
And would this be every day you're required to
No, it was, I think, on a couple of occasions when there were problems, because they'd the ropes, they'd run ropes down the side to do it, and something had gone wrong, but they couldn't show a light, and he'd been called out to do something about it. And that's when I went out and drove the crane, aged 8 years old. Well, basically, there's a lot of heavy plant there. And so it seemed to me, I don't think they had job descriptions in those days. A lot of the plant was basically his responsibility. I can remember one occasion, they used to melt lead. Lead came as pigs of lead, and they weighed about 100 weight. And you put them into these melting pots and melt them, and then you'd run it off into a mould, and then it was rolled flat into sheet. And sometimes the pots had to be replaced or repaired. My father wasn't satisfied that this was a genuinely new pot or something of the sort, and he'd have trouble with the people who supply these. And so he took an ordinary hacksaw. There were holes, four holes around these large pots. They were, I suppose, 10 feet in diameter, perhaps 8 feet, something like that. And he... No, they were probably smaller, probably 6 feet. You could screw a ring in, yeah, or three rings, four rings, and then you could lift them out and replace them, because they had a fairly short life. They didn't seem to last for too long. And I know that he really caught out the company who were doing this work on these pots and repairing them or sending new ones. And they tried to... he felt sure that he was being cheated. So what he did was, where the fixing holes were for the hooks, he took a hacksaw and he filed two grooves in the actual threads. Now, the threads were about an inch in diameter, I suppose. You wouldn't ever notice those.
He would.
But he would. And he was able to get hold of the company concerned and show his manager what was going on, etc., etc. So I can remember him doing that, and I remember thinking, yeah, that's quite cute. He wasn't daft.
How long did he work there for?
Oh, virtually all his life. He retired at 65. He was born in 1902, so he retired in 1967. And he must have come here when he was about 28. So about 1930, I think they came to the Garden City.
British
Head. Oh, really?
Would he have lunch, say, at work, or would he
come home? No, he used to walk home. He walked, we lived in Upperfield Road then, and he would walk down from British Head Mills to Upperfield Road four times a day, which kept him quite fit.
Was he a sportsman too?
No, he wasn't. No.
Okay.
No, he's a very quiet man.